In today's gospel, Jesus uses this image of the vine and the branches. It's probably one of my favorite parables that he uses to speak about how we're to remain in him. It's pretty clear that the message Jesus is sending us is about how important it is we stay connected to him in our lives, that we remain in him or abide in him. Otherwise, we're cut off and we're dead, and that's not a good place to be spiritually. So a branch that is alive can be pruned many times. You can cut that branch back and it will continue to grow and keep growing and bear more fruit. It will keep growing back. However, as we know, as soon as we're removed from the vine, we stop growing. We stop being able to come back from that pruning. So it's an appropriate image for us when we think about how we are to follow Jesus. To be a disciple, we need to remain in Jesus. We can't call ourselves disciples if we aren't staying in Jesus. So what, in fact, is entailed in remaining or abiding in Jesus? What does that look like for us? Other translations of the Bible use the word abide, so that's why I keep using that. How do we remain or abide in Jesus? There seems to be some sense out there that we can abide in Jesus while at the same time not believing or not following his teachings or his commands. Hear the words today from our second reading, though. In 1 John we hear, "Those who keep his commandments remain in him." The whole second reading is really about abiding or following Jesus' commands. Our conscience, the Holy Spirit, are those guides that help us to follow the commandments, to live the commandments, and recognizing that this is a call, not only from within our own hearts, but from the Lord himself. Therefore, we can't purposely depart from Jesus' teachings and continue to remain in him. When we depart from Jesus' moral teachings or his ecclesial teachings, that's the teachings on the church and the Christian community, when we reject the Ten Commandments or the Eight Beatitudes, when we refuse to pick up our crosses and follow him, we become those dead branches that are no longer connected to the vine. Jesus is the source of life. He's the vine. He's the source of life that nurtures the branch on the vine. So we have to remain in Jesus, making decisions to follow Jesus even when it's hard. We remain in Jesus by attending Mass, by our daily prayers, by participating in the life that Jesus calls us to live. We remain in Jesus by making those important decisions based on what we know to be true from the biblical teachings we have, from what Jesus himself has taught us. Remaining in Jesus entails living the life of grace. So it's trying to live in the state of grace as much as we can. Remaining in Jesus leads to salvation. This is the fruit that comes from abiding in Jesus. What is it then to be pruned? I think when we think about being pruned, it doesn't seem very nice, does it? To be pruned, we don't necessarily like the idea of being cut back or reduced in some way. So we can think about pruning and it can seem like a bad thing or a thing that's hurtful or painful maybe in some way. And sometimes it is. Being pruned is when we have something in our lives that is cut away because it's not necessary for our growth in Christ. Being pruned is the Lord either inviting us to be pruned or forcing us to stop giving our energies to an effort or a project that isn't helping us get closer to God, isn't helping us live in God. An example of my own life I could share with you. There was a time when I really enjoyed computer games, believe it or not. Yep. RTS, real-time strategy games, right? Go off and conquer the world, make an army and go and get your neighbor. Lots of fun, right? There's this great game, it's called Age of Empires. Like medieval warfare, basically, you go off and it was great fun. I used to spend lots and lots of time doing this at a certain point in my life. I enjoyed it. I think I would still enjoy it to some degree, maybe too much, right? So I can't do that. But at a certain point, I recognize this isn't that helpful for me. As much as I enjoy it, it's not really helpful to me. It's an obstacle to my growth. I could have kept playing, I could have kept spending time doing that, but it began to be a hamper, an obstacle to growth in God. And I felt that God was inviting me to set that aside. Not that it's evil in itself, but for me, I couldn't say no to it. So it was like, just 1 hour, maybe 2 hours, maybe too many hours. So, you know, at a certain point it became clear that this is probably not the best thing for me. There's a difference between giving an activity or doing an activity that's relaxing, that's helping me recreate well, and obsessing about something. And I think for many people, at least for myself, video games were a particular thing that was addicting, and they taking all kinds of time. And if we're thinking about the game after we played it, before we played it, maybe replaying it in our head, like, oh, I could have done this or this or whatever, that's a sign that maybe this isn't that helpful for me. So I had to realize that, and I needed to let it go. I had to stop. Now, I enjoyed it. I liked it. I wanted to do it. But I also realized that the Lord is inviting me to put it aside. For me, that was a pruning. It was a pruning to let that go, to kind of set all those kind of preoccupations aside. But it also bore a lot of fruit. Suddenly, I had more time to focus on my studies, to spend more time with real people. Imagine that. I wasn't wasting time getting worked up about a game, you know, just something that doesn't really matter in life. I got more sleep. I stopped staying up too late. So there's a lot of good things that came from that. There have been other sorts of prunings in my life that I've undergone at different times, similar sorts of things. You know, professional sports was another thing that sort of had to be pruned for me at a certain point. Listening to certain kinds of music. In the moment, pruning is painful. It is painful, and it feels like a loss. But if we're truly receiving this pruning from the Lord, it will bring us growth. It will bring fruit in our lives, and so it's a good thing. We can't grow in the spiritual life if we aren't pruned, if we don't have those pruning experiences. And so, in a sense, they are an opportunity to grow. When we start to feel that prompting from God, that maybe He's asking permission to prune us, or He's inviting us to accept the pruning in some aspect of our lives, it is because He wants to do something for us. It's something that He wants to give us. He wants to grow us in some way. Other times that pruning happens to us, and it's not something that we choose or accept, but we just submit to. We find ourselves being pruned whether we like it or not. You know, so there's ways where we can experience that, and we can wrestle with it, and it can be small things or it can be big things, but it's a way that we experience God really inviting us to grow. And so if we don't accept those opportunities, we're really not allowing God to help us grow. Many of the greatest saints have undergone significant prunings in their life in different ways. A conversion had to happen in some area. Think of St. Augustine, for instance. Edith Stein, Ignatius of Loyola. These are just a few of the greats that had to be pruned in some form or fashion before they could come and be receptive to God's plan for their lives. Augustine had to be freed from his passions. His passions were driving him to live kind of a life of, you know, promiscuity and different things and kind of getting into all kinds of things that really weren't helpful. Edith Stein had to encounter human suffering and see how those with faith experienced that suffering differently than those without faith. And so she was a very intellectual person, and so she had to push past the intellectual and really seek that spiritual formation as well, a spiritual search for something greater than herself. St. Ignatius had to be experiencing a pruning in his physical life. He was a soldier, and he wanted to win glory for himself. And so he was wounded in battle, as you probably know the story, and that kept him from becoming that great soldier. He was kind of crippled in some way, had to limp the rest of his life. And yet this helped him, rather than seeking his own glory, to seek God's glory. So sometimes pruning has to happen in our thinking, has to happen in our beliefs, happens in our worldview sometimes, but again, it's all so that God can grow us, can help us to develop. If you look at your own life, I'm sure you can see that there have been times that you've submitted to pruning in some form or fashion. When you felt pruned, maybe you didn't have a choice about it, But in the midst of the pruning, we have to remember that the Lord is planning for our good. It's not just that He's trying to, you know, kill us or take away all our fun. You know, sometimes it might seem like it. Oh, no more Asian empires? This is sad, Lord, really? Sometimes we have to wrestle with things for a while. If we never submit to being pruned, though, again, if we always, in a sense, maintain control of our lives in every aspect, how often are we willingly going to say, yes, prune me, that sounds great? Or see pruning as a thing that we want to do? More often than not, we have to kind of be led to that place and then even kind of pushed into that place before we really accept it and receive it. But if we're never pruned, we end up with an overgrown plant. Maybe a lot of leaves, maybe a lot of branches, but no fruit, no growth in the areas where God is inviting us to grow and asking us to grow and asking us to surrender maybe. So I think the two big takeaways from this image of the vine and the branches are that we have to remain in Jesus to grow. We cannot grow if we're not attached to Jesus. We're not following the way He calls us to live, not living the life of grace, the sacraments, etc. So we have to stay attached. That's the most important first thing. And then we can do nothing apart from Jesus. And secondly, throughout the course of our lives, we will be pruned if we follow Jesus. And that's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. Because it means God is working in our lives. So are we remaining? Are we abiding in Jesus? And do we see pruning as a natural part of our growth in Christ? Can we come to expect it, accept it, even enjoy it to some degree, maybe to say, okay, God is asking me to be pruned. That means He wants to grow me. This is a good thing. Rather than saying, He wants to prune me, that means I'm going to lose some things here. I'm afraid to lose something. So can we begin to see it as, this is exciting. God wants to do something in my life, rather than looking at it in fear. So may we ever strive to abide in the vine, the vine of Jesus, and may we willingly undergo every opportunity to be pruned so that we can bear fruit. For as Jesus says to us today, He says, by this is My Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become My disciples.